Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Thanksgiving is past, Hanukkah has begun, and Christmas is only 18 days away. It's that season when we try to focus on the important things in life, family and friends, giving rather than receiving, and in our case, making the special foods and baked goods that our ancestors brought with them from the old country. It's the time of year to relax, but it's not the time of year to let our guard down. Even though we're at home by a roaring fire, judges and politicians are still hard at work, passing laws and rendering decisions that will affect our lives long after we ring in the new year. Case in point, last week the Dillon City Council held a hearing on a so-called NDO or non-discrimination ordinance. It's the second attempt. The first was killed 2 years ago. You may recall NDOs typically ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity in the areas of employment, housing, and public accommodation. Sounds simple enough, but as usual, the devil's in the details. These types of ordinances have been used in other states to trample religious freedom and force people of faith to participate in activities that God calls sin. They've been used to force Christian business owners to close up shop, to force Christian bed and breakfast owners to allow unmarried and same-sex couples to spend the night in their homes, and to allow boys who think they're girls to use girls' restrooms, public showers, and locker rooms. In short, ignoring the fact that tolerance is a two-way street and forcing Christians to defy God or go to jail. Thankfully, the Montana legislature has refused to pass these types of laws at the state level, but they do exist in five Montana cities. The irony is that since the first one was passed in Missoula 8 years ago, they've never been used, not even once, proving that council members in five cities solved a non-existent problem. There was a flurry of these types of proposals that passed in Montana's most liberal cities, but they quickly ran out of low-hanging fruit, and the proposals in Billings and Dillon failed. Now, Dillon's trying again. Unlike the efforts in the larger cities that were well-funded and orchestrated by groups like the ACLU and the Montana Human Rights Network, the Dillon effort seems to be the brainchild of a single member of the city council and a local LGBT support group. Last Tuesday's hearing was attended by roughly 80 people and was split evenly between supporters and opponents. The supporters spoke of living in fear of discrimination, and the opponents spoke of the unintended consequences if the ordinance were to pass. The ACLU was strangely absent, but Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Anita Milanovich walked the City Council through the relevant case law and constitutional pitfalls contained in the proposal. Pastors talked about threats to religious freedom, and citizens asked the Council how it planned to protect children in public restrooms if everyone was allowed to enter the restroom of their choice. In the end, the Council voted to table the proposal until next month to do more research. Rest assured, we'll be at that hearing once again speaking truth to power. If you'd like to partner with us to keep us on the air, in the legislature, and in the courts, please go to montanafamily.org and make your donation today. Together, we can keep Montana a great place to raise our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.